Welcome to the Holistic Me podcast, a journey to finding wellness within. I'm your host, Jessica Bravo, and I'm so honored to be here with you to share my journey and experiences, as well as my knowledge on all things holistic wellness and self-care. I'm a licensed acupuncturist, Reiki master teacher, intuitive holistic healer, and the creator of the new Wellness Within Dex. Join me as we dive deeper and uncover our true healing potential that lies within each and every one of us. Hey everyone, welcome to Wellness Wednesday. So happy to be here with you today. We made it to another week, another Wednesday, another hump day. So today I want to share with you all some footwork, some foot massage, because actually today my feet felt a little bit stiff and a little bit sore, and I thought, hey, I don't think we've covered a good foot massage yet on Wellness Wednesday, or really on any episode, but it is included in my Wellness Within deck, the Anxiety and Stress Edition. It's on there as one of my body work cards. There it is. Yeah, so I have a foot soak and foot massage card included in the deck, so something that I do recommend. And if you have the ability to soak your feet before you do a foot massage, I think it's even better. Right now though, I'm just working on my feet. You can either just use your hands, or if you've got some tools to work with, you can work with tools. And I before I jumped on here, I was looking for my my tennis ball, which I talk about using as a massage tool all the time, especially for your feet. Really great for rolling under the arch of your foot and just all around the ball of your foot and everything, because you can control the amount of pressure and it's not a very hard surface. So, and it has some give to it being a tennis ball. So it's a really great tool for working on your feet without a lot of discomfort. And again, you can control the amount of pressure that you're placing on it, whether you're sitting, doing it while sitting down, or standing up. So if you have one of those, awesome, use it. I know I've talked about it before in a previous video using a tennis ball for foot massage, so I will make sure to link that for you so you can check it out. But we are going to get started, and actually I want to show you real quick. One of the things that I talk about on the card is the fact that the foot, just like the hands and the ear, is a microsystem of our whole body. So if you didn't know that, you can really tap into all of your body using your feet, just as you would with your hands and your ears. And we see this in what we see out in the world as reflexology, right? But we can take advantage of that in doing our own foot massage. So here's just a brief diagram, just a very simple diagram of how the body, the organs and the spine and everything is oriented on the foot, and we can use that to our benefit. So if you're feeling like you have certain trouble areas within your body and you want an easy way to tap into that, check out your feet. Look up reflexology and see if there's soreness on that part of your foot that relates to that area in your body, and check it out. Now, you want to be gentle with yourself, but maybe you can begin to make some correlations, and even on your hands as well, as I said before. So start with any foot that you can. If you need to, right now I'm sitting cross-legged, lotus, half lotus pose. But if you put one leg down and putting the other one on your knee, this actually might be better visibility wise, so I'm going to keep it here. That whatever works, you could be seated on your bed, seated on a couch, chair, whatever is most comfortable. But I want you to start out by just simply feeling through the foot, all through the bottom of the sole, from the heel forward. Now, if you feel like your feet are a little bit dry and you need some sort of lubricant, whether you have foot lotion or just a little bit of coconut oil is really great for doing any sort of self-massage. But just finding to see if there's any stiff areas, all right? And it's really, really good opportunity to tap into what your foot feels. And I have some stiffness right along my arch, And I think it's because I just ordered new slippers yesterday or the day before, because my slippers have just broken down. I've been wearing them 24/7 practically. The only time I'm not wearing them is when I'm asleep. So they've taken a beating, and the sole of the shoe was like completely falling apart. So finally ordered myself some new slippers, and I know that's probably the problem causing my foot to have some stiffness and pain, because the support just wasn't there. So I'm taking my tool just to be easy on my hands, using the larger rounded end. Or if you have something else, even like this back massage roller, you can use as a tool as well and just work it along the arch, all right? If you find a spot that's tender or sore, stop, hold that. Breathe. Allow it to ease and then continue on. All right. Ooh, that's sore right in there, right at the ball of my, right up below the big toe. Got some soreness there. That's neck area. So I know I need to spend a little bit of time there, giving it some attention. Great. Feels better. Awesome. Now, working through the ball of the foot, it's really nice to allow your toes to separate. So allowing yourself to spread the ball of the foot. Feels really good. And then even the other way, just stretching out those metatarsal bones. Oh. Feels so good to open it up. Anyone that does like yoga or Pilates, things like that, you've probably seen or had moments in classes where the instructor might lead you to stretch out the foot and open it up. Feels so good when that happens, when you do that. Really helpful too in improving your yoga or Pilates work. We're gonna stretch out those toes. Weave your fingers right in between the toes and allow yourself to stretch them, open them up. If you wear closed shoes all the time, and I know back in the days when I did used to wear high heels with some regularity, my toes would have a lot of discomfort, but I don't really do that much anymore, only special occasions. And so my toes tend to have a little bit more freedom and flexibility with the shoes that I wear, or if I'm just barefoot at home. So, feels so good. All right. And if you have any discomfort along the plantar fascia, right, which is the fascial plane that runs from the heel to the base of the toes, make sure that you're really paying really good attention to that area. It fans out, so it starts out the most narrow point at the heel, the front of the heel, out to the toes. And we just spread that out, making sure you find any kinks in that space. And if you need to, find that tender point on the heel and massage it. Now, I don't have any tenderness here, but I just want to instruct you to do that. And you can stretch out the foot, elongate the foot. Feels so good. Make sure to give some love to the outside and the mid portion of the foot here, not just on the bottom. Make sure to find any kinks there and give it a good stretch. And out here on the outer part of the foot, little toe side, there's a lot of great spine points. Okay. Not necessarily reflected on the reflexology aspect, but within the acupuncture aspect, we find a lot of points along this outer edge of the foot that treat the spine. So if you're having any back pain, find where it's tender. Okay. I'm going to quickly run through the other foot. My foot feels so much better. Ooh, and that's been how long? I don't know. Only maybe 5 minutes of work on that foot. All right. I'm going to just feel around. Give it some love. See where things might feel stiff or tight. Use my tool here. I find the tool is easier to glide when I'm doing these longer motions, longer strokes. Without using too much pressure on my hands. Ooh, a little bit of soreness on this outer part of the ball of the foot for me on this one. I do have a tendency to not always stand evenly on my feet. And I may be leaning on this one more on the outside than I do with the other foot. So, gives me some insight into what may be going on with my posture, how I'm standing on my feet, and how to potentially correct it. So take note, my friends, take note of what you feel. And like I said, if you have an opportunity, if you're watching this as a replay, by the way, let me know in the comments. If you're watching this as a replay, say hi and make sure to like and share this video with somebody who needs to show their feet some love. I know there's lots of people out there who neglect their feet. But if you get an opportunity and you're watching this as a replay to soak your feet beforehand, trust me, you will thank me. So, let's see. That feels pretty good through there now. I'm gonna go ahead and stretch these toes, separate them, get in there. This is something that you can do if you're able to comfortably squat all the way down. You can do both feet at a time and bring your hands in this direction over both feet. Feels really good, or just seated with your legs out in front of you if you're flexible enough to put your fingers between your toes in this way. Give them a little wiggle. Feels so good. This is one of my favorite things to do for my feet. Give them some space, some room. Feels so good. All right. Let's see. We didn't do this beforehand, but that's okay. The order isn't necessarily super important right now. To spread the ball of the foot, spread the top of the foot, give those metacarpals some wiggle room, some space, some mobility. Oh, that feels good. If you're finding that you have any headaches or eye pain, headaches, work on your big toe. Find that tender spot on your big toe and massage it. If you're having eye pain, it's gonna be the second and third toe. See what feels tender there. And if you're having any ear trouble, the fourth and fifth toes are connected to the ears. Your sinuses and nose are right below the second through fourth foot. So find the areas there that may be sensitive if you're having any sinus trouble. Okay, so that feels pretty good on this side. Checking on the heel, checking out that plantar fascia, making sure there's no leftover kinks. I treat so much plantar fasciitis in my office, my acupuncture practice, with such good results, but it's so helpful when patients are also doing this kind of work at home, soaking their feet, massaging, rolling, any of those things in between sessions, and it just helps to speed up the process when you're taking care of your feet at home too. So not just only the acupuncture, but that certainly is one of the biggest factors in helping to bring healing. Ooh, I got a little crack there when I stretched my toes. All right, and very quickly, just to finish off, give a little love to the Achilles here, the Achilles tendon where it connects. I know we didn't do this on the other foot. I'll do it real quick for myself and bringing that attention there. Other side, real quick. So that about wraps it up. If you want to keep working on your hands, soak your feet, put some massage oil on your feet, whatever will do the trick, but show your feet some love and try to do this periodically, maybe once a week, especially if you're on your feet a lot. And if you do it every day, even better. But it doesn't have to be as long as this video. You can even just spend just a few moments working on the arch, or maybe just stretching your toes once a day, and that will really start to transform not only how your feet feel, but even how you feel in your body, because your feet always your contact point to the earth, and so much connection here energetically and physically to the rest of your body through that microsystem. I hope you enjoyed this video. Let me know in the comments how your feet feel after doing this foot massage, showing your feet some love. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday, and I look forward to seeing you again next week. Until next time, my friends, stay well. Thank you for tuning in to the Holistic Me podcast. If you want to connect with me, learn more about my products or services, check out the show notes for all the links to my social media, as well as shop sites and class links. If you're more of a visual person, I also record this as a YouTube video, and you can connect and subscribe to my YouTube channel through the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for being here. Until next time, stay well.